Let's talk about the Sahara Desert, really far away from our Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley, but you've done some research recently that's really interesting about sort of how we're connected.
It was a nice surprise. I got invited over to a university in Sweden with some climate modelers, and I've worked on the history of climate in Africa. And we just thought we would have a nerdy get-together and write a paper that no one else would read about the history of the Sahara Desert. And there were some things known about it already that we kind of weren't surprised by, that thousands of years ago, what's now the world's biggest desert was green. The monsoons had gotten stronger from natural climate warming, and it got wetter, and the world's largest lake was there in the middle of it, Lake Mega Chad. And
is that where the sand comes from and all that?
Well, it turns out after the climate cycles did their thing, what was lush became the world's biggest desert. So it shows you how intense climate change is, and that we thought that's what we were going to talk about. But one of the big surprises that we got was because that former lake bed is there in the middle of the desert, it is very fine-grained stuff, which is full of nutrition, natural fertilizer like phosphorus and iron that plants like. When the winds now blow across that old giant lake bed, it picks up this talcum powder fine stuff and blows it downwind towards the Americas.
Over the ocean?
Over the ocean. Some of it lands in the Amazon rainforest, and ecologists have now found that it fertilizes and supports the Amazon rainforest. Some of the iron in the sediment fertilizes and supports the plankton in the Atlantic Ocean. So
that's significant amount of stuff.
It looks like most of the iron in the food chains in the Atlantic comes from the Sahara Desert dust. So there are these great findings, but what surprised us was that although the dust comes from climate change, the dust can cause climate effects too, where I live in upstate New York, because we sometimes get hit by tropical storms. We call them hurricanes, and they form in the Atlantic Ocean near where that dust comes off the African continent.
Oh, so what does the dust do? Does it shade an area of the ocean, or does it make it warmer, or?
Yeah, you can imagine if you were floating off the coast of Africa downwind of this giant desert, it looks like a cloudy day. There's this haze. It's the dust blocking the sun.
Wow.
And so the surface of the ocean is cooler than it would be. It's kind of nice in a way. But if you look at that little area on their climate models, there was a bright red patch. It meant the ocean was warmer than normal if you turned the Sahara green again and got rid of that dust. The sun beats down on the ocean.
Like in the future, when things warm up and it gets moist on the Sahara green again, and that shady layer of dust goes away.
Yeah.
Then that part of the ocean is full on in the sun.
Then it's heating up, and that's where hurricanes start. They're born and they feed on the warm ocean. So if you take away the dust, you basically get more and bigger hurricanes hitting the Americas. So it's like from thousands of miles away, this effect you would never anticipate. So for a while, we were like, oh, that's nice and nerdy. Look what we found out. And and then we thought, oh, my gosh, well, that's interesting, because as we warm the planet now, that's one of the predictions, is that we'll sort of mimic that warming of the past and maybe turn the Sahara green again, which maybe might be nice for people living in the Sahara that want to do farming. But if we take away that dust screen, it could actually make more hurricanes where we live.
And not only make more hurricanes, but then what fertilizes the Amazon and the ocean and all that? So lots of connections there. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.